麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you very much for tuning in to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
We are in the middle of a series of messages we are calling Standing Firm in a World of Shifting Sands.
我好想告诉你听，我们今次的系列信息就是叫做洪流的底柱。
And I want to begin this message by making a personal confession.
但是在今日的节目开始的时候，我想告诉你听一件关于我个人的事。
I find that there is no more discouraging and frustrating thing for me than unfinished task.
就是讲到我发现原来没什么比未做完事更加让我沮丧和泄气。
I can't stand an unfinished anything.
我不能够忍受任何做不完的事。
I will do whatever it takes to finish whatever I started.
我会尽一切的能力去完成我开始过的事。
For me, there is nothing more tragic than the unfinished painting or unfinished symphony.
对我来讲，其实成世人最悲惨的就是一些人呢，画画未画完就死了，或者交响乐作紧又死了。
Or half-built house.
或者起屋起到一半就没起。
Or incomplete manuscript.
写书写到一半就没写。
These are all reminders to me that we all have the inclination to stop working on projects before we have completed them.
这些都会提醒我，原来我们所有人都有一个倾向，就是未做完事就想停。
And that is why finishing well is one of my top priorities in life.
因此，如何贯彻始终成为了我人生的其中一个最重要关注的事。
I have seen people start a venture with a great deal of enthusiasm, but soon they lose interest.
我经常看到人是充满激情地开始了人生的探险，但是很快他们就失去了兴趣。
I have seen new Christians begin their Christian life with zeal and passion, then soon they lose heart.
我经常都见到新的基督徒在基督徒生活的初期充满了热心和激情，但是很快就冷淡。
I have seen members join a church with excitement and commitment, then soon their commitment gives way to apathy.
我经常看到人成为教会会友的时候充满了兴奋决心，但是很快的委身就冷淡了下去。
I have seen people make all sorts of promises, but soon they forget them.
我经常都看到人是许各式各样的愿，但是很快就忙得一干二净。
And we saw together that Daniel and his friends began their testimony and their stand for God as teenagers.
我们见到但以利和他的朋友还是青少年的时候，已经开始为上帝做见证，为上帝持守真理。
Daniel and his three friends took their stand when they were young boys.
但以利和他三个朋友在青少年的时候已经是坚守着自己的岗位。
And we all stand in awe of their commitment and faithful devotion to God.
我们发现他是对上帝的忠心和委身是很值得我们敬佩的。
But it is one thing to be enthusiastic and fearless when you are a young Christian.
但是当你还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，你充满热情和无所畏惧是一件事。
And it's another matter altogether to be enthusiastic and fearless as an older Christian.
但是当你变老的时候，仍然能够充满热情并且无所畏惧，那又是另一回事了。
It is one thing to be committed to Christ when you are struggling in life.
当你生命处于挣扎的时候，对基督忠心是一件事。
And it is another thing altogether for Jesus to be your all in all when you are not in need of anything.
而当你没有任何需求的时候，还能够将耶稣当做你的全部，又是另一回事了。
Daniel chapter 6 is without a doubt the most well-known chapter in the whole Bible.
我们毫无疑问发现但以理书第六章是整本圣经最著名的一章经文。
Daniel in the den of lions has been the subject of books and paintings and inspirational stories.
但以理被人投到去狮子坑的情景已经成为了很多书籍、绘画和鼓舞人心的故事主题。
But what most people miss out on this chapter is the fact that Daniel finished well.
我们发现很多人看到这一章的时候是漏了一个事实，就是原来但以理是贯彻始终的。
At the age of 14, he told the king of Babylon that he would not eat the food that he had been offered to idols.
在14岁的时候，他告诉巴比伦王，他不会吃献给偶像的祭物。
And 65 years later, at the age of 79, he tells the king of Persia that he will not worship any other god but the true god.
他在65年之后，就是79岁的时候，他仍然是懂得告诉波斯王，除了真神以外，他不会去敬拜其他的神。
If you look at Daniel chapter 6, you will find three things that are required to finish well.
查考但以理书的第六章，你就会发现原来要做到以下三点的事才能够贯彻始终的。
The first is being alert to the persistent temptation, and you find that in verses 1 to 9.
第一样东西是记载在第一到九节的，就是说要对不断的诱惑保持警惕。
The second is being anchored to the past testimony, and we find that in verses 10 to 17.
第二样嘢系记载喺十到十七节噶，系话要持守过往嘅见证。
And the third is being assured of the promised triumph, verses 18 to 28.
第三样嘢就系要坚守上帝所应许嘅胜利，系记载喺十八去到第二十八节噶。
To finish well, you must always be on your guard against temptation.
所以今日我哋讲嘅第一样嘢就系，如果我哋想贯彻始终嘅话，我哋第一样要做嘅就系要识得经常对诱惑保持警惕。
In Daniel's case, he could have said, "I have survived King Nebuchadnezzar."
对但以利嚟讲，佢可以话：，我过咗尼布甲尼撒王呢一关啦。
I have survived King Belshazzar.
我过了白沙撒王这一关啊。
I have survived more than 60 years of pressure and temptation.
我都过了60几年压力啊、诱惑的考验了。
I can surely now survive King Darius.
我肯定能够过埋大利乌王这一关啊。
Daniel rightfully and naturally could have said to himself, I have withstood temptation since the age of 14.
但以你完全有资格，而且可以好自然对自己话：我十四岁开始就开始抵抗紧诱惑啦。
But Daniel knew that the tempter is always working at any age.
但系但以你知道，其实喺每个年龄嘅阶段都有诱惑。
So at this point in time, Daniel's colleagues and staff became an instrument of Satan's scheme.
我们在这个时候就发现但以理的同僚和下属成为了执行撒旦阴谋的工具。
They came to the king with words of flattery, and the king fell for it, and the trap was set.
他们来到王面前去献媚，王就中计陷阱做好。
Had the king been wise, he would have discerned this plot immediately.
你是不是说如果这个王真的聪明，他一听就发现咗呢个系阴谋嚟啦。
But flattery has a marvelous effect on people.
但系我想话俾你听，阿谀奉承嘅说话系对人系有极大嘅影响力噶。
Flattery boosts a person's pride.
奉承嘅说话系可以让一个人嘅骄傲去膨胀。
These plotting politicians said, "King, make a law that can never be broken."
这些经常去拍人马屁的这些政客啊，会说，皇帝啊，不如你立一条不可以更改的禁令啊。
What was that new law that they wanted the king to enact?
究竟佢想王立嘅禁令系乜嘢呢？
It was that for 30 days, no one could worship any other god except the king.
原来就系喺三十日内，任何人都唔可以敬拜除咗王以外嘅任何偶像或者神祇。
And once that royal law was signed, it could never be changed.
而当国王签署咗呢个法律嘅时候，就唔可以再改啦。
This temptation had placed Daniel in a predicament.
原来呢个试探将但以理带入困境里面啊。
Should he miss worship for 30 days?
佢系咪应该中断敬拜三十日呢？
Should he miss his daily worship just for 30 days?
佢应唔应该中断自己每日敬拜上帝嘅时间呢？只系三十日啫。
Should he stop being in fellowship with God just for 30 days?
佢应唔应该中断自己同上帝嘅交通呢？只不过三十日啫。
Oh, what a temptation!
哇，原来呢个系好大嘅试探。
You see, the devil seldom tempts the faithful to permanently cease to be faithful at once.
你明白吗？魔鬼好少引诱嗰啲忠心嘅信徒，一开始你就唔好对上帝忠心。
But the devil will tempt us to be unfaithful just for a few hours or few days or few weeks.
而佢嘅习惯系要让我哋慢慢嚟，最初几分钟，之后几个钟、几日、几星期对上帝唔忠心。
Why?
点解会咁样呢？
Because he knows that the first step toward unfaithfulness to God is the easiest for us.
原来因为佢知道对我哋嚟讲好容易就可以踏出对上帝唔忠心嘅第一步。
But to finish well, you need to be alert to the persistent temptation, no matter how old you are.
但系如果你要贯彻始终嘅话，你就要对不断嘅诱惑保持警惕，无论你几大都好。
Secondly, to finish well, you need to be anchored in the past testimony.
第二样嘢，你要贯彻始终，你就要持守住以往嘅见证。
You find that in verses 10 to 17 of Daniel chapter 6.
你可以喺但以理书第六章十到十七节睇到呢一点。
Now, what do I mean by that?
我嘅意思系乜嘢呢？
If I were in Daniel's place, most likely I would have panicked.
如果我今日身处喺但以理嘅位置，好可能我已经好惊啦。
I would have gone to the king and said, "These guys tricked you in order to sabotage me."
可能我自己就会走去王嗰度话：，喂，王啊，嗰啲人呃你噶，想陷害我噶。
Oh, king, you know how faithful I am.
王啊，你知道我几忠心噶。
Oh, king, you know how I have stayed out of trouble.
王啊，你知道我几咁努力避免麻烦噶。
And I think that's what most of us would have done.
嗱，我谂呢个就系我哋大家会做嘅嘢。
But not Daniel.
但系唔系但以理噃，但以理冇咁做。
He went home and he continued his usual schedule as if nothing had happened.
但以利就翻翻屋企，继续按照佢日常嘅计划去做，好似乜都冇发生咁样。
He was unshakable.
佢系不可动摇噶。
Do you know why?
你知唔知道点解啊？
Because he was anchored in his past testimony.
因为佢持守住自己过往嘅见证啊。
He was affirmed by God's past interventions in his life.
原来佢系因为自己有住经历过上帝以往嘅作为，让到佢折服啊。
He was trusting in his past experience with God.
因为佢以往同上帝一齐嘅经历，所以佢好相信上帝。
My listening friend, do you know what the problem with all of us is, especially when we face a trial in life?
亲爱的朋友，你知不知道当我们生活面临考验的时候，通常会遇到的问题是什么？
We forget God's past interventions in our lives.
就是我们忘记了上帝以往在我们生命里头的作为。
So instead of saying, back yonder God did this and did that and he will do it again.
因此我们不会说，啊，想想过去主做了这样，做了那样，定做了那样，今天还在做着。
We panic and we say, oh yes, he did it back then, but I doubt that he'll do it again.
但是我们却会惊慌失措地说，是，他以前是做过，但是今天他会不会继续做的？
Daniel's strength was that he had learned to trust in God's past interventions as evidence that God will do it again.
但是但以理的力量是来源自他知道信靠上帝以往的作为，并将他成为今日上帝会继续工作的证据。
Daniel's strength was that he had developed confidence in his God's power.
但以理的力量是来源自因为他对上帝的大能充满了信心。
And nothing could shake his faith.
没什么东西能够动摇他的信仰。
Daniel's strength was that for over 65 years he was able to say no to sin.
但以利的力量来源自他能够在65年纪里面拒绝罪恶。
And every time he said no to sin, the power of God grew deeper inside of him.
而每一次当他拒绝罪的时候，上帝的能力就在他内心深处增长。
My listening friend, please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请你仔细留意我下面要讲的嘢。
The more faithful you are to God, the more of God's power you will receive.
就是话到你如果对上帝越忠心的话，你就能够去从上帝那里得着更大的能力。
But every time you give in to sin and disobedience, you weaken your spiritual resistance.
我想告诉你，每一次你向罪投降的时候，你不信服上帝的时候，却会减轻属灵的抵抗力。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance.
今天我想跟你讲一样非常重要的事。
The real den of lions was in Daniel's prayer closet.
其实真正的狮子坑是在但以理祈祷的房里面。
For it was in his prayer closet that Daniel had learnt that he would rather lose his life than lose his testimony.
原来就是在这个祈祷房里面，但以理明白了，他宁愿不要条命啊，他都不要失见证。
And if you had said to Daniel, Daniel, it's only for 30 days.
如果你对但以理说，但以理30日啫，不用这么坚持信仰的。
He would have said to you, not even for 30 seconds will I abandon my faith.
但以利就会告诉你，连30秒我都不会放弃自己的信仰。
You may have said, Daniel, now you are rich, now you are at the height of your career. Why risk everything just for 30 days of compromise?
你又可能会说，但以理，你现在有钱，又在事业高峰，为什么你不妥协30日而要冒险失去所有的东西？
But not Daniel.
但以理没有妥协。
Every faithful believer understands this fact.
其实每一个忠心的信徒都明白这个事实的。
That your prayer closet is your war room.
其实你的祈祷的内室就是你征战的地方。
You win or lose in your war room before you get into the battlefield.
你在进入城墙之前，输赢已经定了。
And when Daniel prayed, he prayed toward Jerusalem.
而但以理祈祷的时候，他是向着耶路撒冷去祈祷。
Why is that?
为什么但以理要这么做呢？
That was the city of promise.
原来因为耶路撒冷就是上帝应许的城。
God told Jeremiah,that his people will go into exile for 70 years, then they will return.
上帝告诉耶利米，他的百姓将要被掳70年，然后要回来。
And Daniel knew that the time for God's fulfillment of his promise was drawing near.
但是我想告诉你，但以理知道，上帝应许他实现这个应许的时间已经到了。
So,By facing Jerusalem, Daniel was kneeling on the promises of God.
所以因此，但以理面向耶路撒冷，他是跪在上帝的应许上面祈祷的。
And so finishing well means that you are first alert to the temptation.
所以贯彻始终意味着，首先你要对诱惑保持警惕。
Secondly, anchored in your testimony.
第二样嘢，你要持守自己的见证。
Thirdly, assured of the triumphant promise.
第三样嘢就系要坚信上帝所应许嘅胜利。
Let us look at verses 18 to 28 of Daniel chapter 6.
让我哋一齐嚟睇下但以理书第六章十八到二十八节。
I don't want you to miss verse 18 because it's really hilarious.
我唔想你走咗第十八节，因为第十八节咧好有趣嘅。
Who is the one who spent restless and sleepless night?
你话但以利落狮子坑，好多人都听过，但系但以利落狮子坑之后，边个瞓唔着咧
？It was not Daniel，
唔系但以利。
It was the king who was the sleepless one。
原来圣经里头写啊，王翻到宫殿中夜禁食，冇人攞乐器去到佢面前，而且佢瞓唔着啊。
God promised victory and triumph to his faithful servants, and God isn't going to go back on his promises.
原来喺度我哋见到上帝已经向佢忠心嘅仆人承诺过会胜利，佢就唔会收取佢嘅应许。
But notice I said his faithful servants.
嗱，请你留意我讲嘅系佢忠心嘅仆人，有个 S 嘅，忠心嘅仆人系忠数嚟嘅。
Why?
点解我会咁讲呢
？Why didn't he just promise victory to everyone？
点解上帝唔应许所有人都会得着胜利呢
？Oh, because often we want triumph and victory without being faithful。
原来因为我哋成日都谂住唔使对上帝忠心都赢到。
We often want blessings without meeting the conditions of the blessing。
我哋成日都谂住唔需要达到受到上帝赐福嘅条件就可以蒙福。
And we see how once again God delivers His faithful servant not out of trouble but in the midst of trouble。
但系我哋再一次睇到上帝唔系将佢忠心嘅仆人带出困境，而系要将佢放喺困境里面。
Let me tell you this, my listening friend。
亲爱嘅朋友，我想话俾你听。
I would rather be a child of faith.In the den of lions, than a king in the grandest palace without faith.
我宁愿系狮子坑里面嗰个有信心嘅小朋友，而唔想做喺皇宫里面嗰个冇信心嘅国王。
So the king could not wait till morning light to run down the road to where the lion's den was.
所以王唔需要等到天光就即刻跑去狮子坑旁边。
And there he broke the seal.And opened the door of the den, thinking that his friend Daniel would be dead.
佢一路喺度开嗰个封条，一路撕开之嘅时候，又打开门嘅时候，一边谂紧：唉，我朋友但以理死梗啦。
But he discovered that the den was not Daniel's tomb; it was Daniel's tabernacle.
但系佢发现狮子坑原来唔系但以理嘅坟墓，只不过系但以理嘅帐篷啊。
The power of God that would later raise Jesus Christ from the dead was that same power that kept Daniel from being devoured by hungry lions.
原来以后让耶稣基督从死里面复活嘅上帝嘅大能，同样亦都让但以理避免遭到饥饿嘅狮子所吞食。
The God who gave Jesus power over death gave Daniel power over the angels of death.
父上帝俾耶稣能力去胜过死亡，亦都赐能力俾但以理克服佢嘅狮子，克服嗰啲死神。
And so I end where I began, my listening friend.
所以各位亲爱听众朋友，今日喺节目差唔多结束嘅时候，我哋都要贯彻始终啊。
Finishing well，
做好我哋嘅节目，由头到尾贯彻始终。
Finishing with greater power，
靠住上帝嘅大能持守到底。
Finishing with greater strength requires only one thing.
靠住上帝所赐嘅力量持守到底，只需要做到一点。
Faithfulness.
就系要忠心。
It is my prayer that you would be a faithful servant of the living God.
祈求上帝帮助你喺一生里面成为一个忠心嘅仆人。各位听众朋友。生命里头最重要就是忠心。我们知道其实各位听众朋友都很需要就是信靠主永未停断。
耶和华是爱温暖我心，以永义引路为我指引，一生多变幻，爱恨似浮云， 但和你未曾变，仍在我梦魂。破碎遗憾中总有你亲，有你在我梦为我纾困，艰苦中强到岁月里多近，未遇你伴随我，靠以你赠我信心。爱你那份春夏或冬，仰赖你心一生无憾，要献我真心高歌颂荣耀，信靠你从未停断，赞美你歌声跨越夜空，要以你祝福跨前路，我已决志一生星月同路，懒理会前路浮沉。
耶和华，我仍旧依靠你，我说你是我的神。
破碎遗憾中总有你亲，有你在我梦为我纾困，艰苦中强到岁月里独行，未遇你伴随我，靠以你赠我信心。爱你那份春夏或冬，仰赖你心一生无憾，要献我真心高歌颂荣耀，靠你从未停断，赞美你歌声跨越夜空，要以你祝福跨前路，我已决志一生星月同路，懒理会前路浮沉。
各位听众朋友，我们要在生命里面依靠上帝，因为我们知道上帝是带领我们走过人生的每一步每一步的道路。好像但以利这样，14岁信靠上帝，依靠上帝抵抗诱惑，去到79岁仍然靠着同样的上帝抵抗不断去变幻的诱惑。希望你能够忠心对待上帝，以信心走过人生的每一步道路。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路导向时候再会。